ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان احترام می‌گذاره، همه این ارزش‌ها در علی ابن ابی طالب جمعه.
Human in general, whether a Muslim, non-Muslim, or even a disbeliever, respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
Imam Ali عليه الصلاة والسلام, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being, a brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time. And in today's world, overcome by evil and darkness, and oppression and slavery, and tyranny and falsehood, a quick look into this beacon of truth and justice, a look into the universal persona of Imam Ali, is greatly useful for making and changing our lives, our families, our societies, and our world into the beautiful world that Allah has planned for humanity.
In the name of Allah, Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. Welcome to this segment of To My Brother. My name is Muhammad. After returning from the Battle of Siffin, Imam Ali gave certain pieces of advice to one of his sons. Historians consider him to be Imam Hassan alayhi salam, while others are of the opinion that he was Muhammadul Hanafiyya. He wrote this letter in the form of a will. They deal with almost every aspect of life, which goes a long way to make a man successful in life, brave, humane, generous, virtuous, and pious. Today, I'm going to read to you an excerpt from the last will of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Please stay with us. My dear son, remember, the best out of these pieces of advice of mine are those which tell you to fear Allah, to concentrate and to confine yourself to the performance of those duties which have been made incumbent upon you by Him, and to follow in the footsteps of your ancestors, the Holy Prophet and Imam Ali, and your pious and virtuous relationship. Verily, they always carefully measured their thoughts and deeds, as you must also try to do, and they carefully thought over the subject before saying anything about it or before doing a deed. You should also follow the same. This kind of deliberation made them take from life what was really the best and forsake that which was not made incumbent upon them, or which was not the best. If your mind refuses to accept my advice and you persist to try your own experiments like them, then you are at liberty to arrive at your conclusions, but only after thoroughly studying the subject and after acquiring the knowledge necessary for such decisions.
Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio, the programs to my brother, and we were discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali, the son of Abu Talib, alayhi salam. One of the great lessons which we learn from Imam Ali, alayhi salam, again deals with the idea of giving charity. Charity or alms, sadaqah, is something which is highly, highly recommended in Islam. And matter of fact, it is said that charity averts many kinds of afflictions, trials, and hardships. Now, an individual by the name of Mujahid reports that Allah the Almighty prohibited the people from consulting the Holy Prophet without giving charity before the consultation. Now, a little bit of a backdrop into the situation. The people would just constantly come and bother the Holy Prophet, meaning they didn't have any real reasons to come and consult him. They just did so in order to tease and bother and try to frustrate the Holy Prophet. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah the Mighty, the Exalted, revealed a verse that requested the people to give something in charity before they come and consult the Holy Prophet, so that only those people who really sincerely wanted to ask something from the Holy Prophet would come and ask. Interestingly, following the revelation of this verse, no one ended up coming and consulting with the Holy Prophet because nobody wanted to give charity, because nobody, or at least the majority of the people, didn't have sincere intentions. And so who is going to pay charity every single time you go to consult the Prophet? Everyone except Imam Ali alayhi salam. Imam Ali alayhi salam would give charity, and after giving one dinar in charity, he would go and then consult or request or ask the Holy Prophet a question. Now, later on, this verse was abrogated and the permission was given to the people. Imam Ali alayhi salam said, there is a verse in the Holy Quran that no one but me has acted upon. And this is in chapter 58, verse number 12. O you who believe, when you consult the apostle, then offer something in charity before your consultation. Imam Ali says, Allah Almighty discharged this ummah of a duty because of me, for if I didn't act according to that verse, it would remain valid forever while no one could act upon it, that is to offer charity when they wish to consult the Messenger of Allah. Therefore, it was I who removed the heavy burden from the shoulders of this ummah. I am the true proof of this verse, which is not applicable to anyone before or after me. Again, very quickly, the importance of charity and how charity is something which strengthens the society. It strengthens humanity. When we help the poor, when we help the needy, when we help the oppressed, we are in reality helping ourselves. Because by helping the weak and the poor and the needy and the oppressed, we strengthen society, and a strong society is to the benefit of every single one of us. A beautiful lesson brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of iRib English Radio, the program To My Brother. I'm Atta, the producer of this program, and at this moment, I invite you to listen to the Arabic text of Ziyara Aminullah along with the English translation. Please stay tuned.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم فاستجب دعائي واقبل ثنائي واجمع بيني وبين
O Allah, give favorable answer to my prayer. Acknowledge the praise I sign in worship. Let there be peace and harmony between me and my friends for the sake of Muhammad, Ali, Fatima, Al-Hassan, and Al-Hussein. Verily, thou art my benefactor who provides with bounties, the aim of my desires, the ultimate destination of my hopes in my future life and during this short life. Thou art my God, my Master, and my Lord. Welcome, my friends. Keep our enemies away from us. To save us from the evil mischief, divert their attention. Let the true world come out in the open, supreme and dominant. Refute and condemn the folly, rendered contemptible. Verily, thou art able to do all things.
إنك على كل شيء
Now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen, and that is the universal aspect of his personality. Now when we look at this, you know, the perspective that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, that the Anbiya and Mursaleen were sent so that the human society may maintain justice in their societies. From the perspective of Amir al-Mu'mineen, if you ask him, what is the purpose of a government? You know, people in many, many parts of the world work so hard to get a ticket in the election, for what? So that they have a good life then, with all the privileges of becoming a member of the government. Amir al-Mu'mineen has a very different perspective. He says government is not an end by itself. It is a means to implement justice in the society. And his perspective about justice and the role of government in implementing justice in society is based on the ayat from Surah Nisa, ayat number 58, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُكُمْ أَن تُؤَدُّ الْأَمَانَاتَ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهَا. Allah orders you to convey the trust to their owners, amanat. When an amanat is given to you, a trust, you have to make sure you convey it to the owners when the time comes. وَإِذَا حَكَمْتُمْ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ أَن تَحْكُمُوا بِالْعَدْلِ. And when you rule among the people, your rule or your judgment should be based on adl and justice. According to the Mufassireen, if you look at this whole ayat together, because many times people take half of the sentence and they say Allah is talking about being careful of amanat that people leave with us, which is true. But this ayat immediately says, and when you rule among the people or when you judge among the people, you should rule and judge on the basis of justice. Here Allah is not talking about the amanat that I give to you or you give to me. It means that whoever in the seat of ruling, in the seat of power, they have an amanat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Their hand has an amanat from Allah that they have to, you know, take that amanat known as adl and justice and convey it to the people. So from that perspective, if a ruler is not able to, you know, convey that amanat of justice to the people, he is not, you know, worthy of being called a ruler. Doesn't deserve that position. And that is the perspective of Amir al-Mu'mineen about government, this whole issue of Khilafat. Why he was hesitant, even 25 years after the wafat of the Prophet, when people came to him, it was the issue of justice. He was saying that, you know, you people have become so much used to corruption between the wafat of Rasulullah and today, that if I come in, I'm not going to tolerate that. I'm going to reform. I'm going to bring back the system of Rasulullah, and you might not be able to bear it. Because the mandate that Amir al-Mu'mineen had for himself in his administration was to implement justice to the fullest extent possible.
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.